Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is December the 13th, Saturday, 2014. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 50 of the Follow English Podcast. Today I'm going to be interviewing one of my students who actually doesn't live here in Porto Alegre, but we do Skype lessons. Today, he is here in Porto Alegre, coincidentally, and we decided to record a short interview. He works with Indians, Brazilian Indians, and Indians here being indigenous people, and not being Indians, people who were born in India, let's say. So we're going to be talking a little bit about Indians and their status, the status of Indian communities in Brazil, and a little bit about his job as well. So let me introduce you, Luis, may I call you Luis? So Luis, could you tell us a little bit about your background and where you work, what you're doing at the moment?
Okay, first of all, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. So my background, I'm graduated in law. I did my master in law too. Nowadays I'm doing the doctorate in philosophy, by the way, is on politics, and I work at National Indian Foundation, which the FUNAI. That's what I do now. Yes, for FUNAI, 3 years already.
FUNAI would be the abbreviation in Brazilian Portuguese.
Yes.
All right. And well, the first question here, I'm going to we found a site which talks about, which has an article about that and mm-hmm. about some you know, some fake, not fake, but yeah, some fake beliefs, some false beliefs, some stuff that people think mm-hmm. is true and a lot of people say, and about Indians, of course, and they're not true. So I'm going to ask you some of these and maybe we can discuss and, mm-hmm. and debate. So the number one question here is about, can you give us a brief overview of the Indian communities in Brazil? How many people, how many indigenous people are there in Brazil?
So this is very interesting to talk about. Nowadays in Brazil we have around 1 million of Indian people.
And by the way, the population of Brazil is 200
million. 200
million,
yes. So and before the Portuguese came uh-huh. to America and create the states of Brazil, okay. as you know it nowadays, the historians say that there were around 5 million.
5 million.
5 million Indian people. So in these 500 years, there were a lot of violence mm-hmm. and ethnocide, let's say, against the Indians.
Mm-hmm. But their number is would you say that their number is growing at the moment?
Now, yeah, in the last 40 years, after a process of exterminating them, mm-hmm. In this last 40 years, the number is growing.
Yes. So this is, in fact, one of the false beliefs.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that Brazilian Indians are dying and disappearing, and mm-hmm. this is not true then.
Yeah, because the number of the Indians, the number of kids they have nowadays is bigger mm-hmm. than the numbers of non-Indians. Mm. So this is one of the reasons why mm-hmm. the number of Indian people is increasing.
In their life expectancy is also increasing. So
yes,
like the
yes.
rest of the population.
Like the rest of the population, but is above mm-hmm. the life expectancy of non-Indian people.
Mm-hmm. And as their birth rate is much higher than ours, than the non-Indians?
mm-hmm.
then their population is growing in relation to the, let's say, to the non-indigenous population.
It's growing.
Yes.
It's growing.
Okay. Yeah, you said 1 million. So 1 million would account for about 0.5% of the total Brazilian
population. Yeah, exactly.
Population.
It's a minority. We're talking about the minority of Brazilian society, let's say.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you some questions here that I'm grabbing from the site, mm-hmm. From the article. So one of the false beliefs, and then you can say why it's false, is that Indians are losing their culture.
Yeah, this is a trick question.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this is motivated because we see a lot of Indians wearing, let's say, westernized clothes like t-shirts and...
using mobile phones and so on. Yeah, I think it's important to say that the ordinary people know so little about their culture. Then even now when we see an Indian walk around the streets, is something which, is something different, with something which appeal our curiosity. And so we ask ourselves, why they are living in the city? Why are they are not in the
mm-hmm.
in the jungle, uh-huh. that talking uh-huh. like mm-hmm. ordinary people mm-hmm. Think?
And some people say that they have too much land, and I mean a lot of land. Yeah, I don't know if you want to finish the first question.
Yes,
we're still talking about.
So that we have this, we tend to have this prejudice against them. So as if they couldn't be here,
mm-hmm.
as if they couldn't use mm-hmm. The, let's say, non-Indian technology.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a mistake. They can keep their culture and at the same time communicate with external
mm-hmm.
issues
mm-hmm.
From
external cultures as well.
External
right?
culture as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it does. I know, as in my work, I can see Indian people dealing very well. At the same time, they can keep their culture. They can communicate with, let's say, the Western
mm-hmm.
Culture society.
Mm-hmm.
We as Oriental people do, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The Japanese
mm-hmm.
can do this very well.
Mm-hmm. What about their land then? Is it true that there is too much land for very few Indians?
No. They first of all, we need to ask why they need land, because in our Brazilian Constitution there is an article which is written that they is a right, is a obligation of the Brazilian institutions to do whatever is necessary to offer them the means to reproduce their culture, their
mm-hmm.
symbols, their habits, their religion, their way of living.
Mm-hmm.
And the land is very important because for it.
Mm-hmm.
So the land for the Indians have not that profitable sense through which we see
mm-hmm.
in the Western society. They need land in order to reproduce themselves, in order to keep their culture.
Mm-hmm.
And besides that, nowadays is already known
mm-hmm.
by the specialists and by the research that the lands where the Indians live are more their estates of how can I say?
They're more well conserved.
Yeah, exactly.
They protect the land more.
Are more protected than even the national parks.
All right.
So it's important to link the Indians with a very important issue nowadays, which is the
environment.
The environment, yes.
All right. Yeah, that's interesting. So you would say that there this thing about the land, let's say that there is too much land for them is not true, because they need, let's say they need land, but in a different way.
Yeah, and the land they where they live are not especially theirs. Mm. Their land is of Brazilian states.
Belongs to Brazilian states.
Belongs to Brazil, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So is a very important in my way of seeing this issue to keep the these lands, because if you
isn't it true that with the passing of time governments end up selling their lands? I don't know if the selling or transforming their lands into national parks or
they used to do that before the Constitution of 88.
Okay. So because there are big corporations that probably have
this
different.
This is a crime. Yes. This is a crime.
Really?
Yes. But they used to do that.
Corporations, they can easily, let's say, bribe some of these government institutions.
And or even making pressure.
Yes, putting pressure.
Putting pressure, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah, okay. And what about the idea that, what would you say about the idea that Indians are lazy and they don't like to work?
We are talking about a different culture. If you are talking about a different culture, we need to translates their way of living. So, yeah,
by the way, this is not what I think. Okay.
Yes, no. Just to, yeah. So the sense of work the Western society has is that a man or a woman needs to work a lot in order to survive. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, this person will be called as a lazy one.
So, like the idea that you have to go to an office and spend
the whole day working,
answering emails and you know, attending meetings,
in order to
like
make ends meet. Yeah. But if they live in a different environment, if they can live with little resources, so they have this right, and they. Mm-hmm. I think that we work too much in our sense, and they have more important things to do, as living together, talking with each other, and keeping their religion symbols.
How often do you see Indians? Do you meet them? How often do you get in touch with Indian communities?
Every week. When I used to work in Porto Alegre, because before...
So maybe you could also explain a little bit, because I forgot to ask you at the beginning, but you act as a kind of liaison between government institutions or government in the Indian community.
Yeah, right? This is the role of FUNAI, because FUNAI nowadays is not the only institution which works with Indian, but is, let's say, the official institution. So is the National Indian Foundation, but it doesn't mean that the other government institutions don't have the this duty or this obligation of through which they need to create policies, or at least they need to respect the Indian rights. So my job is, let's say, informing those institutions, even the courts, when they deal with Indians, I need to remember them, or to make them
to remind them about Indian rights.
About Indian rights, because the Indian rights is a SERI truth. That as a minority in Brazil, there are lots of prejudice against them, and even ignorance. So even people which must have knowledge towards their culture, they don't have. So our job is taking this into account, you see. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In a way to protect them as
to
well,
protect them,
to help them or to protect them.
Yes.
In what would you say about tell us a little bit more about your job. So do you only visit community? What else do you do in your job?
I visit communities, but not as often as I would like to do. Mm. Because FUNAI doesn't have as many officers as it's need to. It doesn't have the proper number of servants. So I need to work at the office more than I would like to do. And whenever I have the opportunity, I go to the communities too. Mm-hmm. So. And I do the paperwork job, mm-hmm. Even the hands-on job. I act as this liaison between the institutions.
And what about the number? I also forgot to ask you at the beginning, but because you talked about the number, 1 million Indians in Brazil at the moment, or mm-hmm. Around 1 million Indians. And how many different ethnicities do we have?
And Brazil is very rich in terms of social diversity. And in the last census, which was held in 2010, was counted 315 ethnicities.
315?
Yes. Something around that. I can be wrong, but mm-hmm. it's something around that. Mm-hmm. And 280
languages. 280
languages? Yes.
My goodness.
So, uh-huh. This is a very rich...
Uh-huh. But then we have Tupi-Guarani, which is one of the languages.
No, Tupi-Guarani is not a language. It's a kind of...
Guarani is the language then.
Yeah, because Tupi-Guarani is like Latin. Uh-huh. For Portuguese, Spanish, uh-huh. French.
Uh-huh. It's like a root language.
It's a root language, yes.
Uh-huh. But Guarani is a language.
Guarani belongs to this root language.
To this
which
family.
To this family, yes.
Uh-huh. But
but besides that, there are lots of root languages in Brazil. But the most important, or the not the most important, but the root languages which have the majority mm-hmm. of Indian languages in Brazil are two, Tupi-Guarani and Macro-G.
Mm-hmm. I have never heard of the other one.
Yeah, and I work with three ethnicities mm-hmm. from these two mm-hmm. language roots. So Guarani, which belongs to the Tupi-Guarani mm-hmm. root, and Kaigangi and Xoclen, mm-hmm. which belong to Macro-G root language.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any words or phrases in any of those languages?
Very few of them. It's not easy to learn. But mm-hmm. I can say good morning in Guarani, which is Jaúdio.
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 All right.
Good afternoon, which is Nhandekarúdio.
Oh my God.
So how are you? I'm fine. Would be the answer. I know only the answer. Because, no, the question and the answer are the same. Kopora.
Kopora.
Kopora. I can say Kopora. Everything's okay, and the answer would be Kopora. Kopora.
Kopora. Yes. It's like how do you do? How do you do? So
you
reply with a
yes.
With a question in this case, yeah. Uh-huh. A question. All right, even though it's not a question, in fact.
Yes.
Well, very, very nice to hear that. And if you are listening to us, you might have noticed, even though I'm Brazilian, I don't know much about Indians, and it's another false belief.
Yes.
To think that every Brazilian is an Indian and that we live close to the jungle or
yes.
something like that.
And another false belief in mm-hmm. the south of Brazil where we live, that whenever I go to the north of Brazil or the north, the northwest, they ask me, oh, but you live in Brazil, you work at FUNAI in the south of Brazil, but there are Indians in the south of Brazil.
Uh-huh. So there are Indians all over Brazil.
All over Brazil. Uh-huh. I think only one state mm-hmm. doesn't have mm-hmm. Indian people, which is POE, but I can be wrong. And here in the south of Brazil, including Paraná, Santa Catarina, and Rio Grande do Sul, we have around 50 or 60,000 Indian people.
Wow. All right.
That's so, yes.
5%, let's say, roughly speaking, of the total population,
yes,
total indigenous population.
Yeah, and I think the most developed is a country. The most this country respects their Indian culture. And this is important to rephrase, to take into in our mind's account.
In what, one more question that came to my mind now, what can we actually learn with the Indians?
Mm-hmm. I think the...
With the Indians and from the Indians as well. Yes.
Yeah. First of all, we as we talked about our sense of work, and how we understand work, I think we could know, learn dealing with them is not to take too hard and seeing life as a process, not so material, something more you see spiritual.
Okay.
And but besides that, as I told you before, the environmental question, because they know much more than us how to protect the environment. And our Western society is very preoccupied with the making money and you see taking the more profit they can do from something, and we are treating very badly our planet. And I think the Indian people respect much more our planet and our environment than the non-Indians people. So this is the most important thing we must learn from them.
Okay, and do most Indians speak Portuguese as well?
Yes, they speak Portuguese, but their first language,
Nine out of ten
is let's say Guarani people. The Guarani people I know, all of them, their first language is Guarani, so they can speak Portuguese well, but they speak with accent. You see, as I speak English, let's say.
Yeah, as we both.
Yeah.
In all right. And do you know any Indians who speak English?
Good question. I think yes, but not very.
Maybe in the Amazon there might be some.
Because there are lots of Indian people who go abroad, and they go to ONU,
United Nations,
and international institutions. So they need to know English, but I don't know any of them. Yes.
And are you happy you're working with Indians?
For sure, I'm learning a lot nowadays. I'm working with Indians for 3 years already, and I think I changed since I began, you know, working with them, changing for better.
Okay, well, very, very interesting answers and very interesting conversation. I hope you all enjoyed. Yeah, I don't know if you would like to say anything else.
I just would say that read more about the Indians to Brazilian people or even to people around the world. Because,
By the way, would Brazil be the country with most Indians?
I can't guarantee, but if it's not the
one,
the one is among them. But we have lots of different ethnicities. Uh-huh. But the countries like Colombia, like Chile,
Peru,
even Mexico,
Bolivia,
they I think they have less diversity of ethnicities, but the number of Indian people there is bigger.
Yeah, even those countries being much smaller than Brazil.
Yeah, but the proportion is much here. The proportion is
0.5%. Yeah, 0.5%.
Yeah, of the population. Then the proportion is much bigger.
Ah, all right. Well,
even in Bolivia.
All right. Well, yeah. Yeah. Then if you're talking about proportion, of course.
Yeah. But
in numbers, Brazil would probably, at least in South America, would probably be
the diversity of ethnicities, but yeah, not the number of Indian people in Bolivia. I think they
have more than a million. Yeah.
I'm almost sure. Mm. I'm almost sure. Even their president is an Indian, Evo Morales.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. So I would recommend people to know more about Indian, and there are lots of films and videos in internet. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to get in contact with that culture, and it's always healthy to learn more about different cultures.
Yes.
So, in order not to be, you see, isolated from reality, because you see, one culture itself is not able to know everything about mm-hmm. human cultures, the human reality.
Yes. Well, so I would like to close this conversation here by reminding you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. If you go there, you can add your email to the email list and subscribe via email. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. You can add your email to the email list to get notifications whenever there is a new episode out there. And, well, I hope you enjoyed it. You can go to the site if you want to listen to other older interviews that I did in the past. And I hope you're all learning something. I'll see you next time. Bye!